This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. You have got to get involved in the conversation. I don't care how you do it. Whether it be by hopping on the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there. There's a lot happening up on the website. If you are a Facebook freak, you're on there all the time. Then what you can do is you can get involved. I guess you get connected to watch on the Facebook feed. A lot happening there as well. Or you can just, we're like horse manure on a ranch for some of you, right? You can find us almost anywhere. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you truly want to get involved in the conversation, if not, just sit back and listen. Hey, we're going to talk, we've got our, Corey Duncan is going to join us after the first break, our mad black man from Baltimore. I always appreciate when he comes, because there is no filter for Corey. Whatever he feels, whatever he's thinking is what's going to come out. So I always enjoy the time he spends with me, too. But you know what, I got to tell you something. I was watching a program today, and I'm all of a sudden, I start seeing these stories come by, and I go, these can't be true. This is a joke, right? This can't be real. And as I start checking into them, I find out more and more and more and more and more, they are real. Are you guys familiar with the, every year there's a book that's published, or a report comes out, on how much government waste there actually is. And we get the biggest kick out of it because nobody, absolutely nobody, really beats it up to talk about how much money this government is just taking out of your pocket. We've got veterans that need dollars. We've got so many other places we could use money on. No, what we're doing is we're spending, what do we spend? $2 million to find out if kids will eat food after it's been sneezed in? Right? Think about that. Oklahoma Senator Langford, he does this every year. He releases, I think he calls it federal fumbles. These are not fumbles. These people got the people who watch over this stuff need to be fired. It really is not that hard. Right? $2 million study on how children don't like to eat food. It's been sneezed on. It's one of the highlights of this year's federal fumbles. The report called the federal fumbles 100 ways the government dropped the ball. It lists over $247 billion in what's called wasteful and inefficient federal spending. I want to go back. $247 billion. Can you imagine what we could do for our vets with that much money? I hope to God that Donald Trump looks at this and has the same face that we all had when we started hearing about it. Are you serious? Now, Langford said in a statement, although the federal debt wasn't a major focus during the presidential campaign, he's hoping that Donald Trump will really take a hard look at some of these numbers and really get them in line. You know, these are grants and other things that are given for groups and corporate. I mean, how come I never find out about these till after the fact? Heck, you know, I had enough kids where I could do my own study, sneeze on the food, see if they'd eat it. I didn't know I could make $2 million doing that. Some of the other highlights of the wasteful spending include $500,000. This is great. For a program that texted people encouraging them not to smoke. Now, come on, be honest with me. How many of your friends do you know that got a text from Oblamo that said, you know smoking can kill you? And they went, oh, my God, I wasn't aware. Let me put this right out. $500,000. How do you encourage somebody to stop smoking in a text? $2 million in misuse grants that include $1,000 for customized Snuggies. Oh, the report highlighted the federal government spending almost $500,000 on the sight, sounds, tastes, and smells of medieval period. Yeah, Now, I don't know why we care. Why would we care? Why would you care what food or what smells were different in medieval times? I don't like some of the smells we have today. Why would I care what it smelled like back then? $350,000 spent by the National Science Foundation to study how court rulings make people feel. Well, I'll tell you what. When you get caught and you get convicted and you get sentenced, you feel pretty bad. Okay, there you go. Where's my check for $315,000? It isn't that hard. And these people want more money from us. Every single year, they pump us for more money. The report also found that we spent over $1 billion on hospitals and infrastructure in Palestine. I would like to see the pictures. You know, I've done stories and read stories so much on how we send money to the Palestinian people, the Palestinian government, for schools and hospitals, and what they give us is missiles and bombs. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. Now, the report found that total federal debt is now over $19.5 trillion, equals about $165,000 per person. How long would it take you to pay, I don't know, 20% of that? It also projects that deficits will increase above $1 trillion within the decade due to America's aging population and will approximately $594 million in the fiscal year of 2017. Langford releases these every year, and he usually puts them up on his website. If you go ahead he may have it up within the next day. If you find it on his website, and I'm telling you what, you're going to read through it, and you're going to about puke. Let's go with senior host, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. Don't go far, a lot coming up in the next segment. We will be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me tonight. I do know you could pick 3,000 other stations, but you've chosen this one, which in my mind shows me what a high IQ you have, but hey, what do I know? Anyhow, Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us on the air and hitting some of the stories of the day. Corey, thanks for being with me. And listen, I do appreciate you coming on in this time of mourning for Fidel Castro. I know that El Presidente is sending two people down to Castro's funeral. How do you feel about that?
Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. I'm not surprised by it at all. I'm surprised he's not going. I mean, he wanted to be such great buddies with him. So, and I'm quite sure John F. Kennedy is definitely just rolling over in his grave about it or whatever, you know. So,
You know, I'm amazed. Look at the president, Mr. Oblamo, will send people out to hear to these thugs' homes. He goes out to the thugs' homes on his own that have been shot. He sends out, I'm just amazed at the thugs that he hangs out with, the deranged people that he's willing to go and hold in high esteem. Yet he doesn't go to the cops' homes. He doesn't call the families of the policemen that have been killed in the line, actually murdered, brutally murdered in the line of duty. He doesn't seem to care at all about good.
Well, see, that's the interesting thing. When you're dealing with a socialist and a narcissist socialist like yourself or whatever, now his true colors are coming out. He has nothing to do with law enforcement. You know, he just has his own little dictatorial way. And why not be friends with Castro? He acts like Castro to a degree, so. I wonder if Jay-Z and Beyonce going to it. They're such great friends with our Castro and, socialist dictators. So let's see if they go.
Well, don't forget, Sean Penn and Geraldo and, take them all down there. And if one of them can tee off Raul, then maybe we can get rid of them for a little longer, than we thought. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Raul is just as nasty as Fidel. So I think a lot of people need to do their little research on him how he handles. But he said he's only going to stay in power for about 2 years, I think he said. But I think that's a lie, and that was just to tell people, to keep him from getting crazy or whatever like that. But they're put in a puppet government that's probably even equally worse than the Castro brothers.
Oh, I don't think he will back down a couple of years. That's just me, but I don't see that happening. I don't see any of that happening. I think it's hilarious. But hey, you're a veteran and you've served your country honorably. Did you follow that the flag removal at Hampshire College where they first they put it a half staff when Trump won, because everybody was in mourning when Trump won. And then one of the young punks pulled it off of the thing there, and they burned it. They lit it on fire. And then the Hampshire College people said, no more. We're not going to have it anymore. We're not flying American flags anymore. So, it infuriates me. But Donald come out today. Donald tweeted today that he thinks it should be against the law to burn the flag, and he'd even like to take your American citizenship away. Now, you served this country. I want to know what you think about that.
Well, what I'll say is this. You can't say that not to get on the press because the press is liberal and they're for all this kind of stuff. I don't have a problem with them not, if they don't like this country or whatever, but burning a flag, which is the symbol of the country, is a different story. If somebody set up and burned a white guy set up and burned Black Lives Matter flags, we would hear it from left to right to right to left. But when these guys do it, and for the guys like myself, it's spitting in our face and this and that. But did you ever notice? It's always like the ISIS or the Al Qaeda videos. There's always somewhere out in the middle somewhere where nobody is around. Why don't they do this stuff? Why don't they do that stuff around a bunch of retired military guys or active? And let's see what happens. It's amazing how they give them so much play or airtime about stuff like this, but other things they don't have to do with our military. So, you can't get wound up about it because these are a bunch of cowards and punks to begin with anyway, or whatever like that. And they pick and choose their battles. So, but if they pick the right battle, I guarantee you they won't burn a flag ever again.
Yeah, and for me, it's not the freedom of speech portion. It's the hate behind burning the flag. You know what I'm saying? And here's what I would say to do. Tell me what you think of this. If the city has an ordinance against burning stuff in public, burning leaves or starting a fire on the street, then they should be arrested for that. Forget the flag. See, I would play this from five different angles. I wouldn't just make this a burning the flag thing. Do you have a permit for a barbecue? Go ahead. Let's put them in jail for that. You know what I'm saying? Let's just fine the crud out of these guys until they get sick of having to pay these fines. That's kind of where my head's at.
But that makes too much sense. That may seem my sense when you live in a liberal, when you live in a liberal world. That's why I say Donald Trump is going to do a lot of things. He's going to be quiet about it until he takes the oath. And when he takes the oath, or, you know, office, then watch. Then he can do, and I agree with him. I wouldn't say a word. I would just sit back and nod my head. This is exactly what he's doing. The liberals are upset because he's not saying a whole lot or doing a whole lot or whatever, you know, until he gets in office. And I don't blame him, but, you know, not jumping subject, but this thing with David Petraeus, I'm like, really? Really, you're going the wrong direction. I mean, you're putting in somebody that's equal to Bill Clinton sex-wise. But what I mean, this man is really off the charts. What I mean, I know a couple of my friends out there know how high I am. But the thing of it is, this guy is horrible. I mean, he has already been in trouble. So why? I mean, he might be a great military genius, which I wouldn't say that he's not or whatever, but as far as to handle things on a civilian level, no, I don't think so.
But we love crazy military geniuses, don't we? Like, you know, Castro? I mean, wasn't the thing was they were trying to figure out what lasted longer, the cigars or the whores he had, because apparently he killed them when he was done with them. So it's really sick. And yeah, we'll go down some of Trump's choices later in the hour, but one other thing I want to talk to you about, apparently Salem State University put up an exhibit, an art exhibit, and it was supposed to show the State of the Union, and it was intended to specifically draw attention to the oppression that this country created in the past and has moved on from. And the students at the university got nuts because there was a KKK picture there. And so we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Corey Duncan's with me. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly?
Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being a part of the Facebook feed. You know, the Dems right now are up in arms about the HHS secretary picked by President-elect Trump, Representative Tom Price, because he is known to hate Obamacare. He knows where the problems are. I believe he knows how to fix it, too. And so they're freaking out because they know exactly what he's going to do. They know that they're gonna have a fight in their hands. It's because they don't control anything anymore. There's not much they can do. Really. I mean, the Dems right now to me at times look like, a little chihuahua that's kind of nipping at the heels of a Great Dane, thinking like they're gonna really take him down, or a bulldog or one of those things. I get the biggest kick out of that. But that's what they're doing now. Like they've got something to stand on. Let me bring in Corey Duncan, who joins us every week. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe, to come on and give my commentary.
So are your buddies still walking around with their heads hung low and their tail between their legs, or do they think they got power now or something? These guys just amaze me. I don't know if they're drinking or what.
Well, no, a lot of them are saying to me a whole lot of things about, like, you're in office now. Let's see what they're going to do. I was like, hey, look, we needed a change to get away from this socialist health care system that's basically people going to have to pay for it. My kids and their kids are going to have to pay for it because a man thought he could have socialist health care. And that's not working. And it didn't work in Europe, and it's not going to work here anyway, especially when you're letting illegals come across and everything like that. Obamacare is just—I mean, it was an accident. It was an accident just waiting to happen anyway, or whatever. But a lot of them are still, you know, they are amazed. They want to recount and this and that. I said, hey, she already conceded. It's over with. So, you know, deal with it. Like I had to deal with 8 years of Barack. So, you know, like I told him, I said, you know, come January 20th. I said, I won't be working that day. I'm going to get up bright and get my family up bright and early. They're coming in from Texas or whatever, all over the place. And also on my Facebook page, Corey Charismatic Duncan. If you come to my page, I'll give you the info. We're leaving from the train station, going over or whatever. And we're going to have us a fabulous time watching him take the oath office or whatever. And, you know, hey, look, suck it up. I mean, it is what it is. We're in power. But the thing that I say the most is, okay, we're in power, let's do something. Let's get something done or whatever. Because a lot of times when we get in power, the conservative party, they don't do nothing. And then they start turning into liberals financial-wise, not politically-wise or whatever. And they start acting like them. So, you know, let's get this done, fellas and ladies or whatever. Let's not, you know, get made to look like a fool because we allowed this to happen for 8 years. Now we got the right guy in there. I think in my heart, the right person in there. But we'll see. I mean, because as somebody once told me, Washington changes people. It does.
Yeah, I believe that. I really do believe that. I want to go back to the story, though, I started to do before the break. I want to get your feel on this. This is the Salem State University. Now, they put up and this stuff happens all the time, and I think it's good. I personally believe it's good. You got to tell me if I'm wrong. But they put up this art exhibit called The State of the Union, and the exhibit was intended to draw attention to oppression or past oppression in this country. And there were so many students offended because it was a picture, a photo portrait of a group of members of the Ku Klux Klan, right? And they went out of their minds with this. They want to take it down. It's bigotry. It's hatred. And I'm thinking to myself, that's exactly what it was meant to portray. That was exactly what the point it was trying to get across to you snowflakes, so you know that we recognize and know that we have a history. It's not always a happy history. But we have an even better history of turning these things around and making this a better country. Do you think that Salem University should have given in? You think they should have left that thing up there and explained to the young snowflakes what a Ku Klux Klan was and why we need to know about it?
Well, first of all, a lot of times when people see things, they don't, you know, I was always told, you know, Psych 101, is that you don't look at the picture, you look past the picture to understand. And that's what it is. A lot of people don't take, and they do more talking than they do listening. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. And then you'll learn more about what the situation or the person. I just had a situation like this yesterday or whatever. And somebody misjudged someone. And I'm like, well, listen to what they're saying. Then you can probably understand them.
Right.
But, you know, the picture, I mean, let's just be real. We've had too many situations in this country where people are just being a little bit too, I would say, soft about things, this politically correct stuff. We've had more than this. During the 70s, we had a show. No, I'm telling my age. Archie Bunker was the biggest conservative, but just think about it.
I remember
just
that show. I love that
just,
show.
Just think about it. On the other side of the table, we had the Jeffersons, and he called people that name, and then but you never heard Archie Bunker say "and" or whatever. But it was never none of this stuff. Now we got shows now where the woman is driving the car and the man got to be the total fool and idiot or whatever. You know, and that's all. That's, you know, what that's about. That's the liberalism, and that's how Hollywood wants to portray a man. You have to be a stumbling, bumbling fool, and the woman is the one that has all of the sense or whatever. Yeah, I see through all that or whatever. But I mean, you know, this thing with the freedom of speech. It's like, you know, it's still one-sided. It's one side can say what they want. But, I'm going to give you the perfect example. It was a radio show on this morning. Not going to say which one it was. It was one of Radio 1, you know, not RPN, but, you know, it wasn't them. But they had they were doing a survey. They said, they asked a lot of black women to call in, of course, all liberals. They said, would you be upset with a white woman being on the front of a black magazine or whatever? And of course, all of them called in and said, "I have a problem with it because how did you know how the same way they said about you, Joe? How do you know about being black? You never been black." But see, if that was a white show and white people called in and said, "Well, we don't want any black people," OMG, as my daughter would say, or whatever, OMG, daddy. What, man, it would be all kinds. I don't understand. That's why I say the word reverse racism. Black people, now I'm not saying all of us, but at least 91% of us should shut up. Because don't talk about whitey, because you are just as racist as you claim whitey is. But we don't see whitey doing this. We see you doing this. And that's racist. To even have a survey about that, but you aren't the one that's generating all of this hate. Oh no, it's Whitey. Donald Trump is generating all this hate. Really? And you come on the show, you could have had a survey about peppers, chewing gum, grapes. But you had to think of something negative to go against the play the race card, the black white race card. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I know some of it is for ratings, and then a lot of us black folks don't think before. We're just reactive. We don't say, let me think why this person is sitting on here saying this. Right. They're playing you for a fool, and they keep the flame going about this racism. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Joe Messina. It's not none of my awesome white friends that I have. It's you. You're the ones that's generating this. And they can say, they never come to me and say anything. I think that they either scared of my height or scared of me or whatever. But they always come to you white guys and tell you what you, they won't ever come to me and say anything. It's like, okay, we're not going to debate him because one, he's black, and two, he knows what we're doing. So they're not going to come to me.
Well, that you know, I'm glad you said it because I went, you know, people will send me emails. I go, look, he's a black man. What do you want me to tell him? He can't talk about the black issues. Are you serious? And that's why I like bringing you on. The other stuff too. But one of the reasons I like bringing you on is because when I talk about like the Confederate flag, you know, they're talking about pulling the Confederate flag out of some of these schools, even out of some of the history classes. Are you not afraid, even as a black man, aren't you afraid that if we sterilize the damage or the nasties we did to the black community early in our history, we're not going to know how it happened. We're not going to know how we got there. We're not going to understand why we need to keep an eye on some of these things. They think this is going to fix it.
Well, no, the problem is not righty. The problem is not a Confederate flag. I mean, are you serious? The black community has stabbed itself in the back. I mean, they walked away. I mean, you got black politicians that claim all they do is talk about white is white and that. But meanwhile, you're making six figures, and you have the money and the resources. That's just like these girls trying to figure out in Baltimore County schools, why don't they have air conditioning? Everyone keeps saying, the money is there.
Let's hit that.
The money is there.
We're going to hit that on the other side of the break. Don't let that go. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, I'm... these poor fires that are going on in Tennessee. Our hearts and prayers go out to those people, really, seriously. If you know, I some of you send me emails, just stop doing this. When I tell you to pray for somebody, if you're not a praying person, then of course don't pray. You got nothing to pray to. I get it. But if you're a praying person, pray for those people in Tennessee. Do what you can to help them. And if you're not a praying person, then I don't know. Send your I'm not making fun of you, but I don't know what to say other than send your positive vibes or thoughts or whatever you got going on there, just send it. It's okay. Just do something to help those people out. Anyway, our hearts do go out to them. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins me as he does every week, and we talk about the issues of the day, what's going on, and he saves my little proverbial white, well, it's not little, my big proverbial white butt most of the time, pulls me out of the hot water. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Thanks. It's a true pleasure to come on.
Well, you know, it is called The Real Side. I didn't want to lie about how small my butt is, but most people can't see it because it's plopped in the chair, which is probably a good thing. Anyhow, always. So during the break, somebody sent me that meme that had you know about what went down in Ohio and the young man that was probably bullied. That's why he took a butcher knife. Are we going to ban all butcher knives now too? Are we going to have laws to ban butcher knives on school campuses or something, but But somebody, some low IQ, low intelligence level person posted, poor kid goes through hell as a child in Somalia, comes to America, probably been bullied by racists in white Ohio, because, you know, in Ohio that voted for Trump, they must all be racist. Now he's dead. Thank you, Mr. Trump. What? And white. Yeah. They're all white. There you go. So, you know, I don't mind people saying, you know, thank you, Mr. Trump, because we did it with Obama. I get it. People are not going to like what he wants to do. But this is one of those things that's over the top. Right? He killed, the man went and maimed people because he was bullied by racist white people in Ohio. God, just amazing, isn't it?
Well, once again, I'll give my commentary. And as I always say, liberalism is a sickness, just like socialism leads to liberalism, or liberalism leads to socialism. And what I know about this is, okay, so he came to Somalia. I mean, he came from Somalia. Why did he come here if it was so great where he was or whatever, which is predominantly ran by Somalians? But he came here, but it's the whitey that made him do that. Okay, so, you know, I'm still waiting for all of the entertainers, the black entertainers and the liberal white ones to take and go, you know, I was on a show last week and I told the co-host, you know, and he said, well, Rosie O'Donnell said she was just saying that or whatever like that. Well, unfortunately, yes, she was just saying that, but when you say things when you're on the radio or on television, guess what? They can play it back. So my thing of it is, if you didn't mean it, then why would you say it?
Well, hey, listen.
Okay, so send your objection.
Yeah, either you're a person or you're word or you're not, right?
Right, right.
There you go.
But one thing you have to learn about liberals, they're hypocrites. They're hypocritical. And they're whiners. If they can't get their way, they want to recount. I want to recount. This is that is this. The Russians fixed it so he could win or whatever like that. The Russians didn't fix anything. It was time. We're tired of 8 years of race baiting and socialism. Like, this man did so much for us. Really? Yeah. Guess what? You're the same broke people you were 8 years ago,
but,
and you're still broke.
Corey,
and it's not because of Barack. It's because of yourself.
Think about what they're saying, though. What they're saying is that there's no way that the American people are dumb enough to vote for this guy Trump. There's no way that the American people would want somebody like Trump as president. They're actually putting down the American people. They're not giving them credit for wanting a change, for wanting to make a difference, for wanting somebody other than Hillary. That's how full of themselves they are, aren't they?
Well, see, the thing of it is, like I said before, and I'll say it again, when they don't get their way, they're a bunch of whiny little cowards or whatever. And, you know, they get on TV with their pants all shoved up in their hiney and stuff with their glasses on and their mocha in their hand or whatever. And they, basically, you already know what that's about or whatever. So, I mean, you know, they're not real men. That, you know, you got a lot of people that get on television, they run in their mouth or whatever, and they talk on both sides of their mouth, but why they making millions? I mean, you're promoting socialism and the liberalism part is not really the problem. It's when liberalism turns into socialism and you're trying to hurt a capitalist state or whatever, capitalism or whatever. But, you know, people have to understand what those kind of terms and words mean. Then you'll understand about what's going on with the person that's in the White House now. And then I've never said President Obama because I don't give him that kind of, personally, you have to act like a president and not a dictator or whatever like that. So, you know, if he had ever started acting like a president, then I would call him a president, but he's not a president. And Donald Trump, God bless him, he got carrier air conditioning to stay in the country because they were about to leave the country. And this is one of the reasons why he got 26% of the black vote. Because I know a couple of you probably out there listening. Remember, you said that nobody black will vote for him. Well, guess what? He got 26% of it, and they voted for him. So guess what? Guess what? Obviously, somebody got their charts wrong because I was one of them, and I was going to vote for Donald Trump. If he had came dressed as Howdy Doody, I'd have still voted for him. So it doesn't make any difference and whatever. I'm just like you guys. I drink the white man's Kool-Aid, and you go ahead and keep drinking the black man's Kool-Aid or the one that claimed he's the black man or whatever. You keep on drinking the Obama Kool-Aid because it is what it is. And you can call me, you can email me, you can call me Uncle Tom, you can call me anything you want, but I say it like it is, and it is what it is, and anyone knows anything about me, know I say what I say, and I mean what I say when I say it. So there it is. And mine is dealt with facts. Not that I'm getting paid to say it or whatever like this. Don't get mad. You know, as black people are people that they don't want to hear the truth about your own race. Stop blaming Whitey, man. That has nothing to do with Whitey. Stop sitting up wanting big government programs when the black leaders in your city or whatever, like Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, they take the money and they use it for other things and then try to blame Whitey. Really? You're going to blame Whitey for what? You were 95% ran by black people, but you're still poor and you still live in ain't nothing changed. They did that for Freddie Gray, Ryan, and then some things have changed or whatever, but that's only the white ones that they have made feel like they shouldn't even be living or whatever like that. I say it all the time, and it's like, they feel as though they should dedicate their life to, no, you're supposed to dedicate your life to something that's voluntarily in these broken, in these poor neighborhoods in Baltimore City and Chicago. You do it because that's what you want to do, not because you've been made to feel like you're inferior because what they claim some ancestor did 7,000 years ago when our own black people had slaves. So, but guess what? We can't talk about that. We have to keep going after Whitey, even though that our own race did it. Also.
I'm sorry. I got sidetracked for a second. Anyway, no, and again, it's great coming out of your mouth. It's great coming out from your group because a guy like we've talked about this. A guy like me says it, and I get in all kinds of trouble because the white guy, right, is making all the noise. The white guy is speaking on a situation that only black people should speak to. You know what I'm saying? So
see, the thing over there is you have to understand where Joe came from. They think because they see this or they see that Joe had a spoon in his
mouth. I lost you. Yeah.
They make assumptions about people, and they don't even know the man's background. Oh, they don't worry. I get that all the time. They say things to me, and I say something. It's like they look at me, you know, because I'm not a, you know, I'm going to use a street term from the Northeast, where I'm not a cliquish person. I'm not a person that runs with the clique or the herd because that's all join hands and run into the chopper blade because that's what Daddy Barack says or whatever. You know, no, that's not how it is. I have a mind of my own, and I teach my kids the same thing. Don't worry about being chastised. Hey, the Almighty God laid on a cross, and they stoned him, and he still loved him, and he still gave his son, his only begotten son, for the sins of this world. But the thing of this, you have to understand, that man, when a man stops having options or stops speaking up for what he believes in, guess what? He's no longer a man, and a man without options is a man that's doomed. And you have to start, and that's why they call me on the job the lone wolf, because I do what I want, and I do it right, but I don't never tell somebody I'm not going to follow behind anybody or whatever like this. They said, well, hey, he's for Trump, and you know what? I stood up and said, yes, I am. I'm for him, and if you got a problem about it, tough cookies, because it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy that people assume. They don't want me assuming, but they always assume what my life is like, what my past has been like. Hey, we're coming up in the hour. I want to thank Rosemary from Oregon. Thanks for joining us tonight. I always appreciate when you guys, first of all, you let me know where you're from and when you join the show. Corey, tell people how they read more about what you've written and get to more of your site and such.
Not a problem. Corey Chris Duncan on Twitter and Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Please come to the page, and you know, I welcome liberals and conservatives, and yeah. God bless America. And
we got
that's
it. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about, I mean, we're really going to have like an hour of snowflakes, how these people can't really handle much of anything, and how it's affecting you, and it is affecting you in a big way. I'm Joe Senior, host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.